don't break bad news by yourself. Because you never know when someone is going to go bad crazy all over your ass. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. Breaking some bad old news, Tracy. Us.
Man, it's so hard to break bad news. But I'm just glad that we're here for people, you know? They can call us at any time and say, look, I got some bad news. And I don't want to do it by myself.
Well, it's not fun.
No, it's not.
All right. And this morning, we're going to help out our girl, Robin. Good morning, honey. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
How are you?
We're good.
We're good.
So what's going on?
My boyfriend, his name is Jordan.
Okay.
He's awesome. He's got two kids that he came into the relationship with, and he's a fantastic father, and he's, you know, he's not deadbeat. He supports them financially, but he's also there for them. Like, we see them a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not just supporting his kids. He's supporting the ex. And buying her gifts, kind of supporting.
Stop it.
Ooh.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. And like, at first I was like, okay, you know, it's her birthday and I get it. The kids are young. Like, that's a nice thing to do. But like, it's not just for her birthday now.
Right.
And it's not sitting right with me, you know?
Well, yeah. That would bother me.
Yeah.
Like, well, is he buying her purse? Like, what is he buying her? Like, I'm just, like, curious.
A Kate Spade? I mean, yeah.
Ooh, yeah, Michael Kors.
Okay, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's like, he's not buying her super fancy things. And in a way, that's almost worse. Like, he's buying her, like thoughtful little things, you know, that are like, things that she specifically
needs or, like, groceries or.
Yeah, like little things that maybe she doesn't need, but she would want.
Okay.
You know, she has curly hair, and she mentioned something about wanting like one of those satin pillowcases, and he bought her satin pillowcases. She doesn't need satin pillowcases.
Right.
Wow.
She just needs a hair straightener.
Right. That's what she needs.
Like,
just have her call up. Save some money.
like, it's stuff like that. Like, and it's not that he's not buying for me also. It's not either or. It's just like.
So you just want him to stop buying things, you know, for his ex.
Right.
Yeah. Like, there's going above and beyond as a dad, and then there's going above and beyond as an ex. And it just,
Right.
He's too good of a guy. And it's kind of like I think she's taking advantage a little bit.
Is she a single mom? Is she single?
Say again?
Is she a single mom?
She is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I think she, you know, she just may need some help.
Boyfriend,
If she had a boyfriend, too.
Right. I know.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, look, everybody's helping. Like, there is a village.
I got you, girl.
Grandparents.
Right. I got you.
You know,
well,
and Jordan has me. Like,
right.
The kids are not wanting for a support system.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So.
No, I get it. As long as he's taking care of his kids, that's the most important thing.
That's right.
And the ex, usually you have to, like, you know, sever that tie.
Yes.
Well, at least, I guess, buying gifts. But
Yeah,
we'll see more what's going on with this. So we're going to help you break the bad news to Jordan that, listen, you're not having this anymore.
Right.
You can stop, save that money, and spend it on me.
That's right.
It's happening next with Krista in the Morning Rush, Breaking Bad News, right here on 93.1 Jams.
Let us help you break bad news. Because let's face it, you never know when another person is going to go bat cray all over your ass. We'll take care of you. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris of the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. We are in the midst of some breaking bad news.
Oh, yeah. Hey, so we've got Robin on the phone. She's breaking bad news to her boyfriend, Jordan. Jordan actually has he's got two kids from a previous relationship. He's an amazing dad. He helps support them financially and emotionally, but he is also buying gifts for his ex. Like nice gifts, like gifts that she wants. And so Robin has an issue with this and she wants him to stop doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want a Lamborghini.
Yeah. I want a purse. I want a
Michael
Kors.
You just want a purse. I want a Lamborghini.
Yeah, well.
All right. So Robin, this is what we're going to do. We're going to mute our phone. You'll be able to hear us in your line, but of course Jordan will not. And then we'll eventually chime in to help you. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Good luck to you.
Good luck.
Hey, babe, how are you?
Good, honey. How are you?
I'm good. Is it a bad time?
No, I'm good. What's up?
You're okay? Okay, so I wanted to talk with you about something, and there's really just no good time, so now is as good as any.
Yeah, what's up?
So you have been an amazing boyfriend and an amazing dad, and I love you, and I love our life, and I love us, and I think we're great. But I'm feeling a bit of a way about the fact that you are always buying presents for the kid's mom.
Oh, there it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love that you two are good, you know, co-parenting, and that like there's peace, and I don't want to create drama between you in the interest of the kids, because I love the kids. But it's not sitting right with me that you buy her so many things that she doesn't need. Like, there are things that she wants, and I get it, but she doesn't need those things. And I feel like if you weren't doing that so often, that maybe we could take a weekend, you know, and go somewhere with the kids more often or something like that, you know? And I just, it's eating at our budget, and it's, I mean, it doesn't make me feel great in general, because what's the difference between when you were together and when you were not together, if you're always buying her stuff, you know?
Well, the difference is I'm with you. I mean, I love you.
I know, but I know, but you're sharing the kids, and what, it's like, what are you not sharing with her? Like, there's nothing that...
Well, there's nothing going on between us, if that's what you're implying.
Here, let's
there's
break.
Nothing no. happening there.
We're going to break in. Okay. Hi, good morning, Jordan. Is this Jordan? It's a good name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who's this?
My name is Krista, and this is Tracy. We work on Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. I don't know if you've heard of us on the radio before.
No.
Nah, that's all right.
Oh, that's okay.
Not everybody.
It happens.
Well, listen, you are on the radio right now.
I don't listen to the radio, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
You are on the radio right now because we are friends with your girl, Robin. So welcome to our radio show.
Welcome.
It's fun.
Okay.
And you are on a segment very popular because it helps out a lot of people.
Yes, it does.
It's called Breaking Some Bad News. Mm-hmm. And Robin just broke it to you.
Yes.
That she wants you to keep your wallet closed.
Yep.
When it comes to your ex.
Mm-hmm.
So do you understand? Like, first off, I think it's fabulous. She says you're a great dad. You take care of your kids. Like, that's super great.
Yeah.
But I think what she's trying to say, if you decided to like to take that money away from, you know, stop buying her things,
uh-huh.
that you guys would be able to spend more time together. And then that also doesn't give the mixed message
right.
to your ex that she can string you along. Maybe she feels that way. I don't know. I'm not her, but to Robin, it kind of feels like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got it. I mean, you know, first of all, I wanted to reassure, you know, Robin that you know, it's purely, you know, it's just purely kindness that I'm showing them, because, you know, first of all, I appreciate what a great mom she is to our kids. You know, those are my kids.
Yeah.
Mm. So she is.
Whatever positive reinforcement I can send that way, it keeps the peace. You know, everyone's happy.
That's true.
I don't see a problem with buying an air fryer for something that my kids are going to end up using and eat healthy. You know, like a coffee machine or something like that where, you know, everyone can use it. I don't see a problem with
that. Yeah, but that's
like
not what I'm talking about. Like, you bought her satin pillowcases.
It decreases.
She's the only one using. You know, like, that's not.
Well, I mean, it was a Christmas gift. So, I'm just a generous person.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, there's no other reason but to keep the peace and just show appreciation for someone that I had kids with. And I still appreciate what she does.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm invested in that still. Even though I'm with you and I love you.
It's just that it's starting to become kind of excessive. That's all. It's just becoming a little bit much. I guess I'm not sure what's the difference between your relationship.
Well, here's the difference. I'm not
her and your relationship with
ring.
Me, other than the fact that we sleep in the same bed and you two don't, you know?
Yeah. I really wish you wouldn't feel that way. You know, I wish you would see the reasoning behind, you know, why I'm doing this. And I don't see a limit on showing generosity and encouragement for, you know, a single mom that's doing a great job with my kids. Mm-hmm. Those are my kids.
Well, here's the thing. I think this obviously is going to have to be a discussion more intact off the phone. Yep. But even too, like, I don't know, you guys aren't married, so there's always that respect. It is true. This is his money. He's going to spend it the way he wants to, especially when it comes to his kids and vice versa. But there has to be some sort of, you know, compromise between you two. Maybe you buy a piggy bank and you put some money in each month, and that would be your piggy bank.
Right.
So not all the money, but we will let you guys go, and we hope that you'll be able to figure this out.
That's a great idea.
Oh, wow. That's what I'm here for.
Yeah. I mean, that's why we're here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Piggy banks. I've got one.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck to you both. Okay.
Yeah. Good luck.
All right, thanks.
Okay.
You're welcome. Take care.
Krista and the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.